Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with ISIS and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. I'm sorry, but the voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Shout out, Young Swish.
I really do.
love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're in love, a homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will want to see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I want to say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh, my God. I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I do, I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Peace. I'm the love. Bismillah. I'm sorry, everyone, for the delay and the technical difficulties that we were having today, but these things do happen. All praise is due to Allah. We give praise and thanks, which belongs only to Allah God. And we're here now. Sorry for the delay again. Everyone's wondering, I have people text me like, what's going on? But we're here. We had a little difficulties, a little technical difficulty. Are you with me, Krista? My co-host
you know,
is here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we apologize deeply, everyone, for the delay, and we hope we didn't cause anyone any discomfort. We were supposed to have a wonderful guest on, the founder of Guns Down, Stop the Violence, Clay Marquez, but he wasn't able to call in out in Norfolk. But we can still have a conversation about a very, very prevalent issue right now that needs to be addressed in dealing with criminal justice reform. And I got to admit, people, with everything that's been going on here in Norfolk, in other cities that I love, as my hometown, Paterson, New Jersey, where there has been, mass shootings. And when I say mass shooting, I don't mean like it's just consistent. People have been getting shot. People have been going through a great deal of trauma in the communities. And it's like we really, really need to understand what is going on here. Hopefully we can come up with ways or issues, because we really have to start to sit down and come up with some means and methods of bringing about some change in our community. We really need to sit down and talk about these issues. What do you think, Krista?
I'm
wholeheartedly. We have to have a better plan of action for one to diffuse these situations. And, you know, I always go to the question is, how do teenagers get their hands on, you know, military rifles? How is it accessible so easily for these teenagers who don't have a driver's license, who don't have the means, the money to even purchase some of these things? So, you know, we always have to follow the breadcrumbs that leads to the head of the snake. It's not, we got to stop blaming our children, which is a product of their environment. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, you know, stay out the streets and you got them, you got, the, you know, you'd say go outside and play. You tell your kids go outside and play. And there's nothing for them to do but to get into trouble. So, you know, or you're not monitoring their behavior. You know, so it's you have to really follow the breadcrumbs and trace it back to where they're getting their, how are they getting their hands on these type of weapons that's doing so much damage in our community.
Yeah, it is it is quite baffling. I can tell you though, sis, you know, today these kids don't hustle like we used to hustle for clothes and to take care. They hustle to buy guns. A lot of these kids, but there is also, you know, reported issues, a number of reported issues from around the country where I've actually heard people, and some people have actually videoed, where they will find big army duffel bags of guns actually laid out on street corners. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, it sounds crazy, but it's really things that people have witnessed and have experienced in their communities. So,
I can relate to that. I've seen where people, you know, trains are left unlocked, you know, cargo are left unlocked, or, you know, when you see a truck is detached from the back of the truck is detached. And just the freight is left, and that's unlocked.
The trailer
part is unlocked, and it's dropped off in the middle of low-income housing communities.
Yeah,
unlocked, and then these young kids are called or get a cell phone call, and they're let to know that they're being unlocked and left for them to get access to these guns. Or you might have, you know, a white boy, and I'm just going to keep it 100, a white boy who has a father who was a hunter, and they want to be friends with, you know, the people in the community, and they want to be what they call down. So they sell their guns to one of them. So I get it. Look, they get all types of ways of getting access to rifles and to guns. And then all the parents can do is report it stolen. They don't report the kid stealing it.
Right. So then one says to the argument, like you would hear a lot of people say the argument, then so what do we do with these people who are doing these criminal acts? Like, what are you saying? We shouldn't have prison systems to incarcerate them? What are you saying, that we shouldn't have, you know, law officials who are down on these guys? You know, this is why we profile these young black men and this and this and that. And, you know, I get the argument, because there are many people who are concerned. Even I, myself, I'm concerned daily, you know, because I'm witnessing the uprising of the crime with the gun shootings. I'm witnessing it on a daily basis. But my thing is, like, these communities are socially being impacted for a reason, and I can't, environmentally, I would say that there's some type of disturbance coming in, like, you know, in our communities out here where I live in Virginia Beach, where I did live in Norfolk, but I have my business in Norfolk. But I can tell you, like, there's days I come out my home, and I see families of, you know, Caucasian people riding their bikes with their the mother, the father, the kids trailing behind, and then you see another family, and then you see another family. And I say to myself, well, what is wrong with our communities that we can't have these kind of family functions and observe these kind of family functions without there being disturbance or disruption, you know? And I haven't been able to come up with an answer. You know? Yeah, I'm very baffled by it. And one of the things that I was called by a dear young man that I love, like a son to me, his name is Israel. And he called me this afternoon about last night. They had another shooting in Norfolk. Someone was killed again last night in Norfolk. And he was talking about that they were, you know, people, he was getting phone calls to beware of going to a specific area, Barrah Park. And I myself witnessed last night about 1 o'clock in the morning driving home. I can hear the sporadic gunfire over in Huntersville. And it's like, you know, these incidents are, in these situations are concerning, not only to people like myself, but this young man, Israel, he's a young man. He's in his late 20s. He's a Norfolk native, and he's very concerned, you know, and people are really wanting to, and he's an actual gun owner. You understand? Right. But he's concerned. He fears for his safety. He fears for, you know, he fears the day that he will have to pull his gun to protect himself. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's a two-way, you know, dilemma. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are not just fearful, you know, of being attacked. They're fearful of repelling attack. Because a lot of... with the new laws of men being and people being and women being able to have possess a firearm as long as they're showing the firearm, you know, and the police aren't pulling people over. You got these young men walking around, teenagers. They got these guns showing, and the police aren't pulling up on them, asking them for permits. They're not even bothering. They're not asking them, you know, where's your gun ownership permit? Do you have registration for this gun? You know, it's just there needs to be some legislation and some initiative put in place for this to not turn into the Wild Wild West.
Also start in the home. We as parents have to do better when it comes to educating our children and governing our children. It's not easy being a single mom trying to govern your child or a single dad. You know, it takes both parents. To run a household and to really, you know, make sure that our children are educated on the dangers and of, you know, and the damage that guns can do. So I know for myself, you know, I lived on the south side I was raised on the south side of Richmond, and I was a single mom, and I heard 9 gunshots outside of my bedroom window, but I was putting a relaxer in my hair. I was doing my hair, so my hair was wet. I was in the bathroom. And shortly after, the police came and the ambulance came to pick up the person who was shot 9 times. The gunman came and knocked on my door after the police did. And he said, I noticed that the police knocked on your door. What did you tell them? And I said, what could I tell them? My hair is still wet from, you know, shampooing my hair. And he said, make sure that's what your story is. Now, this is the gunman knocking.
So
I had made up in my mind to move to a different side of town to just not have my children raised in that environment. Now, everybody just can't pick up and move. I was fortunate to be able to pick up and move. So my heart goes out to the parents who can't just easily pick up and move away from the danger.
Yeah, because I was going to say that. That was, you know, it's crazy, that ironic that you mentioned, because I had that thought in my mind. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there are some neglectful parents, but I got to tell you, people, you know, there are many single moms like yourself.
That can't pick up the phone.
Right, and they're really doing the best that they can with their children. I've met some spectacular young people who's being raised by single moms and single dads, and they're doing the very best they can, you know. And I just feel like, yeah, it is up to the home, but I also feel like, you know, that old narrative, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, the village, when we know parents like, you know what I'm saying, like yourself or out here, we as community people should be committed to assisting in any way that we can to productivity of our neighbors' children as well as our own children. You know what I mean? And of having a productive life. You know, because it's not easy. The average household parent makes at least $15 an hour. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can just imagine $15 an hour basically on every 2 week pay, you're only bringing home maybe $1,100. You understand? And these people are out here really struggling to do the best they can. I hear a lot of one of the things that frustrates me is, and I'm grateful, don't get me wrong, for a lot of the activists who are out pushing for crime reduction, the removal of guns from the streets. But people, pushing these type of initiatives are good, but what initiatives are we pushing to support these families? What initiatives are we pushing to send counseling, peer support into the community? You understand what I'm saying? Like,
not only
what,
that, when you see someone get gunned down or your child has witnessed a friend getting gunned down, there should be automatically RHA or Richmond Redevelopment Housing should already have in place mediation for those families, because that is their community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's same in prison. Like, you're live with this person for months and years. And then you see that person die or something, there should be counseling for the community, you know,
that
you live in.
Yes.
Because you too have to go to school the next day, pick up like it didn't even happen, or you're left to deal with those emotions by yourself, and you don't know the traumas behind those emotions or the attitude. Because if you see that person, then you could have never told me I would live to see 21. When I had my daughter at 22, I was like, oh, wow, I'm living. That's when I took a whole different, you know, perspective on life, as after I gave birth to my own child. And I was like, okay, now I have something to live for. Because at first you could not tell me I would have lived past 21. I was prepared to not be here mentally.
Yeah, and that's sad. That's sad that you actually have to mentally prepare. And you know, it's ironic again, because I too, when I was a young man, I definitely, the lifestyle I was living, because I was behind the gun, and the lifestyle I was living in was contributing to a lot of the, deprivation in the community. A lot of the ill that was going on in the community, and may God forgive me for those days that, you know, I didn't really understand the impact of my life and how I was impacting other people in their lives. It's sad though, because I felt like I had no other options, you know, and I can remember vividly, like, just in my mind, the many days that I would contemplate that, you know, I probably won't make it till I'm to the age of 30, to the age of 21. You understand? And no child should have to contemplate that when striving to move forward through life and live a productive life. And, you know, and a lot of these kids out here, you know, they just want to have a good time. I personally, I don't know any gang member. I don't need any hustler that wants to walk out their door every day concerned about being gunned down. I don't know any, you know, and this is not to glorify that life. I'm just bringing a point across the point that everyone seeks to be safe. That's right. The whole point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everyone's natural instinct.
Safe in
when
their
you first
home,
move
into safe in their finances,
right.
Safe in a number of ways. You know, you just want
right.
Security. You want to feel
that's
secure
right.
in who you are and what you buy. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of times we have to fend for those type of things. And when you find yourself fending for certain things just for basic survival things, then you find yourself in a compromising position.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
Most definitely, I blame it all on, you know, society doesn't set us up or the system doesn't set it up where we're all treated fairly or treated equally, because even what we buy in the market is not the same on the south side as it is on the west side, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
See, nicer things on the west side and the south side want those nicer things. You're putting us in a compromising position to want to get those things.
Yes.
Or want to have those.
You're
things.
Absolutely right.
So I can't blame the children in the community. You have to follow the breadcrumbs of who's orchestrating these things, whose quotum is being met to have a certain amount of arrest, traffic tickets. You know, society does not, the system is not set up for us to win. Like I say, I always say that. So it's not a broken system. The system is meant
mm-hmm.
to break us. And we have to just teach our children not to fall victim to the snakes that governs us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wicked type thing, and I just reflect back, like they had in June, they had June 3rd, they had the National Gun Violence Awareness Day, and in Norfolk, they had the Centura, Norfolk General Hospital and Children's Hospital of King Daughters gathered in Norfolk. These type of events, nobody hears about. Nobody mm-hmm. is, you know. And I recently, when they had the mass shooting of seven youths, and two of them sadly died, two Norfolk students. One was a very known young lady who passed away. I can't remember her name right off the top. But, you know, these type of events, and when we was out there having a rally not too long ago, I spoke to the news people of 13, and I believe it was Channel 10, but I spoke to them and asked them, like, why is it that you guys aren't here to publicize these type of events? You understand? To make the community aware that these type of events are being organized by specific organizations, and they were like, oh, well, you know, you got to give us a call, and you got, and I'm saying to myself, as a news reporter, it's your job to investigate, isn't it? You go out to investigate to find what is going on in the community. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, that's one of the issues. You know, like the institutions that we have established, you know, are not really putting in the work to help bring about change in our communities. You know, this don't get
anymore.
Yeah, they're not very proactive.
They're just responding to
right.
acts, responding to things, injustice, responding, but nobody is really being proactive. You don't even see
mm-hmm.
DARE, that program DARE that used to be out. I don't even hear about DARE anymore in the schools or.
Well, yeah, it's these type of things that, you know, all this propaganda. You know, about the violence going on in the streets, and, you know, yet nobody's really pushing to do anything to resolve it. You know, I would love for us to organize a summit and a sit down with, you know, some of these young men and young ladies in the Tidewater area, in the Richmond area. And I think we can probably come together to bring about some change like that. I really really about being proactive in that. And so we're going to be hopefully trying to organize some type of summit, a day of peace. We're going to be crying out to the community because right now in Norfolk actually, I don't know if a lot of people know or not, but Norfolk was actually the 2020, they did a survey, and Norfolk was the highest, the city that the highest incarceration rate in the state of Virginia, had the highest incarceration rate. And the crazy thing about it is they had an article put out not too long ago, which I just recently was studying, that they had 9 Norfolk neighborhoods. And these 9 Norfolk neighborhoods had a higher incarceration rate than the incarceration rate throughout the state. Throughout that city. Now, Norfolk, mind you, so that's really mind-blowing, because Norfolk itself had the highest incarceration rate in the state, and then there's neighborhoods in that city that had higher incarceration rates than the city itself. That's unacceptable. Law enforcement, which they used to refer to as the slave patrol, back in the early 1700s, the law enforcement was considered as, they called them the slave patrol. And, you know, right now in the day, I kind of always contemplate on that, because when I'm out here, when I came home, I lived on 37th Street in Granby. And I never forget one night, I laid down to go to sleep, and I heard I heard 3 gunshots right at my window. Like, it was literally like somebody was firing through my kitchen. I heard 5 gunshots, then I hear 3 more gunshots. I get up out of bed. As you did, I called the police, tell them, could they please send a patrol car? I heard gunshots right outside my window. They didn't even send a police car. No police car came.
Mm.
Then I've been observing recently, because I'm in the neighborhood, like I was a while back, you all may recall, I was sitting out in front on a Sunday. I was sitting out in front of my business, authentically me, and some gunshots were fired right in front of me, like right in front of me. I'm talking about at least 30 shots. And it was in between 3 to 4 minute span that these gunshots were fired, because they were shot in front of me, then they went down the street. And it was wow. Amazing that no police came. No police came to the area. Not at all. Jay Sean, do we have any callers? Do we have anybody that called in would like to speak? Jay Sean, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. We have callers, but nobody pressing 1 at this time.
Well, you know, again, people, you know, if you have any comments or you have any questions, you know, please press 1. Just please press 1. We would love to have you on. We would love to have you. We'd love to have you participate in this conversation. So, if you would like to participate, please press 1. And welcome yourself into our conversation tonight. We'd love to hear from you and what you have to say. Okay? But, yeah, it's becoming a very concerning issue out here. I have to admit, it's become very concerning to me. I'm kind of disturbed by what is going on. And all I can say is, man, I just hope that people will definitely. Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, I just got a text from a young man I grew up with. He was telling me, you know, how grateful he is to see the work that we're doing. Alhamdulillah, brother by the name of Shahid. He's telling me we grew up together. Shahid Abdul Samad, alhamdulillah. But, you know, once again, I'm hoping that in the up-and-coming weeks, we're going to sit down and try to formulate some summit, Freedom Over Everything, Community United Focus. And we're going to try to get some of these teams together to try to understand and also come up with a solution plan to bring people and these kids together. You know, the tears are running from Richmond to Norfolk to Newport News, it's ridiculous. And we just have to do something about it. So tonight has been a wonderful show. We kind of started off slow, and we apologize again to anyone that may have tuned in and was a little disturbed that they couldn't get in. I had a few texts saying, what's going on? Where you at? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm grateful that we have some dear and loving fans and people of the show who are fans of the show. And I just hope that you all will continue to stay supportive. And, you know, we definitely want your support and we need your support. So please continue to call in. Please continue to join us. Since you're getting ready to go to Ghana, ain't
you? Yes.
On a brighter note, on a lighter note.
I'm supposed to leave tomorrow. Yeah. I want to be able to plant our FOE flag out there, try to get some house built out there so we can have a place to, you know, come and go as we please. And then try to get at least a car shipped out there so we can have transportation also. But, yes, I'm definitely trying to lock that in. But, yeah,
you know,
vacation out.
For us to have a base out there with Freedom Over Everything, man, that would be woo. And then to get out there and pull Community United and get Community United Focus pulled out there. And I want to tell y'all about there's another beautiful organization that I'm a part of. And I had the opportunity, and I want to thank the executive director, Sheikh Umar, and I want to thank also the original founder of One Ummah, called One Ummah. And the original founder is a brother by the name of Asad Alamin. And he was a prominent attorney at one time out in Richmond. A lot of brothers and sisters out in Richmond may know of him. He was a prominent attorney in the 70s and 80s, in the late 90s and early 2000s. I had the privilege and the honor of these men speaking to me. They are so delighted by what Freedom Over Everything and Community United Focus Cuffs is doing in the community at our event. Matter of fact, when Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything had our event back in June July the 2nd, we had our event out there in Norfolk at Authentically Me. The brother, Sheikh Umar, he came out and spoke along with the co-executive director, Mr. Musa, and they came out to speak. And these men, man, I had an opportunity to sit down with them, and they made me a member, and they've also placed me on their board. And I'm very grateful because Freedom Over Everything and Community United Focus is we're going to support them and their initiative to bring about change in reentry and criminal justice reform. They also, you know, they do a lot of feeding in communities. The people, they aid people with food, hot meals, and things like that, and they're looking to get more involved with, and they're turning to us to lead them into helping bring about some, you know, resolve to reentry and criminal justice reform. So that's some groundbreaking work that, you know, we're doing. We're out and about, but I can't wait to hear what you come back with and what you make happen out there. Because now one of the things that we can do too, sis, we have a program with One UMA where they just had a program where they just build a well out in the Philippines. They build a well out there. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the Philippines or Indonesia. They build a well out there for a community out there. They're looking to build some wells in Africa. So being out in Ghana would be a lovely place to, you know, get that started with Freedom Over Everything, One of My Community United Focus Cups, you know, making it happen.
Yeah, I will have access to Obuasi, Kumasi, and Accra, Ghana, those three cities, and Ghana, where there's land. We're starting building in Obuasi right now. So
okay.
We have two more areas to that we'll be able to build on, and two more cities. But though right now we're starting our building in Obuasi. And then I'm going to start trying to figure out what I'm going to do in Jamaica next. I'll be going to Jamaica in January to see what
okay.
I can do. That's not, you know, in stone yet, but Ghana is most definitely on lock, but Jamaica's next.
I've been speaking with some
brothers out there who love what we're doing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you, as a representative, will go out there and represent us strong and bring the banner out there and rock on and let people know what we're doing. We want to give mad love to the NAACP Norfolk branch, who supports everything that we've been doing in our initiatives of reentry. They're very supportive to Krista and myself, and we want to thank the president, Ms. Stacey Armstead, and her two vice presidents, Mr. Harvey and Mr. Lawrence, and their staff. They are very outstanding, supportive people in the initiatives and the things that we're putting forth in the communities out here in Norfolk and Richmond. And we're reaching out to try to get some things done also. We want to, just so you people can know, we're definitely trying to get some work done out here in Virginia Beach. We're trying to get some things. We're planting our flag in a lot of different locations. You can trust, as a member of Freedom Over Everything, which I'm so honored that I've been privileged to be, you know, and as an ambassador, you know, we are out here really we're boots on the ground. And I want you to know, you know, Chris is a woman, and this sister is out here beating the streets, man. She beating the streets. You know, and it's just an honor to do the work that we're doing. But we're going to close tonight. And let's do we have any callers in, Jay Shaw?
No, nobody pressing one.
Okay. Well, we're going to definitely send love and thanks to all our supporters and all the people who pray for us and who hold us in their prayers, and you know, and who constantly come out to the events, the supporters. We thank you all with genuine love and appreciation. Is there anything you want to say in closing, sis?
Yes, just want to keep everybody in mind that, you know, if you are not part of the problem, please help be part of the change. We most definitely need to start changing our circumstances ourselves and putting our best foot forward. Voting is coming up soon, so you want to make sure you got your voter rights restored. If you don't know how to get those restored, call myself or either Brother Malau. We most definitely have access to getting your rights restored for those who need your rights restored, and we most definitely want to encourage everyone to get out and vote for this year.
Yes. And that's exactly what we definitely want to encourage people to do, you know, to put out the good fight, you know. And to all of our communities, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Christian, whether you're Jew, whatever your practice of faith is, I'm sure it calls you to do those things which are pleasing to God. And we're asking, you know, because it takes a community, man. We're not talking about one.
And let me say this. I'm sorry to interrupt. But voting does not mean voting for your president. The president cannot change the way your streets and your streetlights and your community stores and how your neighborhood is ran. The president does not control those things. So you have to really know the order of voting. Start at the lowest point and voting for your councilmen and women, your legislators, and you can go on Google.com and type in who's your legislator, and it'll walk you through what district you live in, who's running for what. Read up on that person and see what their background is and what their beliefs are and what is coming to your neighborhood. What you want in your neighborhood and what you don't want in your neighborhood relies solely on you. And if you're not part of that conversation, you have to take what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to definitely be part of that change. And building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely, I say to everyone out there, man, listen, many brothers and sisters who their faith doesn't practice the democratic belief, but I'm going to tell you, son, you can still impact your community in a positive way by being assertive in the programs that are out here to advocate for positivity in your community. So there's no excuse. No excuse. You know what I'm saying? We all have to get involved. We all have to be involved in order for there to be any type of, you know, resolution or any resolve for these issues that are going on in our community. So let's all stop being mouthpieces, and let's all stop being complainers, and let's get out and be doers. Let's get out and be, you know, proactive. In bringing about change. You know, we're here. You can contact me at 757-589-9938, and that's my personal number.
And
that's my
personal
number.
Call in and share what you've done. If you are doing, call in and share what you've done. We would love to hear what it is that you're doing in the community.
And how we can support you in that. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you can call me at 757-589-9938. Trust me, if you're calling for anything ridiculous, I will hang up on you. So I'm just giving you a forehead heads up warning. If you're calling and talking about some foolishness, I'm gonna hang up on you. I am a family man, and I have families that I love and take care of. I ain't got time for the shenanigans. So if you want to call us, you know, call us. You can call me at 757-589-9938. You can call me at any time of the week, and I will definitely take your call. If I can't get to you right away, I will call you right back. But please, we are here to help. We need your help. We're asking everyone to join in. We want to give mad love. I want to give a shout-out to 40 Strong, Community United Action, You're Worth the Fight, to Shaquille Ali. I want to give a shout out to my brother Paul Taylor, Sakeem, Sanity, Trap. I want to give a shout out to the Defenders of Justice, Mr. Phil Waledo, and what's the sister name that Poppy is with? What's her name? Shanoa. I can never say her name. Shanoa and her Incarcerated Lives Matters, Derek and Sister Amber and Ignite Justice, keep all the good work up. All you people out there, man, we definitely one Umar, let's keep up the work. You know, the Muslims is out there. I love it. I love to see the elders and the Muslims out there trying to help and bring about change. Like I said, the NAAC branch of Norfolk, you know, all the work that they're doing, you know, it's just fabulous. And we just all got
to
be assertive.
Shout out to the men who just coming home and women who are just coming home, and they have put their foot to the pavement and getting things organized and done and has not stopped running since.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate you giving me that shout out. Thank you, man.
You are so welcome and well-deserving.
Thank you. And shout out to the men and women who are behind the wall in the barbed wire cities.
What?
You know, who are doing the that's right,
Nadia,
doing the work.
OJ, Katie, and even my brother, Bailey, he does most of the logos for different organizations that I put. My brother, he's an artist. He's currently, they just moved a lot of guys from Lawrenceville to Buckingham. So he was at Lawrenceville. He's not at Buckingham. But shout out to my brother.
That's right, little
brother.
That's right. My brother, Free.
Support us 100%.
That's right. Free and Derek.
Michael
Free
Crump,
with
Free Mike Crump.
Michael Crump. Uh-huh. We
yeah.
got all of, we got from 40 Strong, Free. Yeah, we got to. Yeah, I'm gonna give him a call, and Derek with Incarcerated Lives Matters, man. These guys, like, thank you so much, and I want to give a shout out though to men in general. Black men don't
That's
get
right.
enough respect. We
That's
don't get
right.
enough respect, and to all the black men who are holding it down out there, keep up the good fight. I'm with you. I'm praying for you.
Most
and most
definitely.
Importantly, I want to give my love, my tremendous
if
love.
Nobody ever says that we need y'all. I'm saying it as for all the women. We need y'all. If they don't never, let, if they tell you anything else, they're lying. But we most definitely need y'all.
And to all those sisters who are, man, y'all backbone, y'all are the neck of everything that we as men are able to accomplish. Because without any of you doing what you do, we wouldn't be able to do it. And in closing, I want to give a shout out to Krista's family, my nieces, for always, you know, being there to support their mom and support us in what we're doing, and her family. I want to give a shout out to my family and all the support and sacrifice that they acknowledge of what I'm striving to do and being very supportive of me. You know, I love you all very, very much. And I cannot, man, I can't even express how grateful I am for the love that I receive in doing what I'm doing. So we're going to go now. It's about that time. Jay Sean, you want to give a shout out?
I just want to say also, like you said earlier, though, about apologizing for the technical difficulty and another great show, you know. Look forward to next week. Everybody stay safe and peace.
Love you, Jay Sean.
Peace.
I love you, too.
Yo, we rocking out. I love y'all. And we're going to give our salute and salams of peace to our sister Krista as she travels off tomorrow to Ghana. May Allah grant her safe and security in her travels. And may he grant her success in all her endeavors that she partakes in, and may he grant us freedom over everything, success in waving our flag and Community United Focus Cuffs and waving our flag and getting ourselves established in the land where our fathers, our forefathers, and our mothers have came from. All praises due to Allah. Ameen. Everyone, be safe. Good night. Please, put the guns down.
Good night.
Put the
Good night.
Guns down. Good night.
Right.
you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and thought I would a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, cause fake a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and save, save a win. Nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, yeah, lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.